Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Over the past several weeks, I've shared with you all of the speeches from the November 2012 conference in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, called 9/11 Revisited, Seeking the Truth. Today, you'll hear the first part of the panel discussion from the conference, where some of the speakers talk about where we go from here. An enormous amount of research has been done to show that the official narrative of 9/11 can't possibly be true. But where do we go from here with all that information? The speakers share their ideas and suggestions on this. Listen and see what you think of them. And here they are.
Thank you very much. And welcome to the final component of the forum. We have listened, I think, with great fascination to the thought-provoking presentations since this morning by the very distinguished experts, speakers, on this rather critical topic. What it has resulted in, I think, in our minds, the converted and those who came here to inquire as to the content of and direction of the incident, the 9/11 historic incident, is that there are a large number of unresolved questions. And therefore, we have to decide what next. How do we resolve these questions, these issues? And the way in which we are going to proceed with this final session is that each of the speakers, starting, I suppose, from my left, will be given 2-3 minutes to address specifically this question. And perhaps 5 important facets need to be addressed. The first is, of course, what is to be done? And what are the characteristics of whatever you want to do? How do we follow up on this? Because there is this wealth of information. There is this search for truth, the quest for justice that has to be accomplished for all of the reasons that these speakers have so eloquently presented. So what is to be done? What are the characteristics of this? Should it be international? Should it be fact-finding? Should it be an inquiry? If it is the inquiry, what sort of inquiry? Then how is it to be done? The general criteria, what are the values that such a fact-finding should embrace? What is the process? Should it be open? Should it be transparent? Should it be evidence-based? How do we establish its credibility? And also the form and manner in which we are going to proceed with whatever we intend to set up to try to search for this truth. Fourthly, we'll have to come up with specific terms of reference. What precisely, what will be the scope of this, whatever we decide to finally set up? And finally, the fifth point is, what is this, whatever we decide, a body, an inquiry commission, and so on, what will it deliver? So we open the floor for these, try to address these questions, because this will then form the basis upon which we will then move forward in this process. Yes, Madam Niloufer?
This is Niloufer Bagua, Professor of Comparative Constitutional Law at the University of Mumbai, India.
We had an informal brainstorming session last evening, because it was unanimously felt that it was not enough for us to discuss, but it was necessary to go forward after this conference. And a suggestion was put forward, to which we all broadly agreed, that it is necessary for an organization like the Perdana or similar organizations to sponsor an international commission on 9/11. But this would not be a tribunal, but a commission of experts and eminent persons Because one of the criticisms which was made against the so-called Official Commission on 9/11 of the United States government was that it had no experts. And during the discussion, you have seen what was the nature. A little bit of insight has been given into the fact that this was no commission at all and it was set up to fail. Secondly, I feel that it is time that, of course, this is immediate. The first is immediate and priority, but the second is also important, which we could consider and discuss and then formalize at some late stage. What we need desperately is a perspective for the overall development and welfare of humanity for the 21st century. And we just had a very thought-provoking session. And that is what has inspired me to state that we have people, we have eminent individuals who have already started the process of discussing and thinking that the world has reached a crisis. That conclusion is unavoidable. The crisis is not only in one area. It is a crisis which embraces practically every aspect of human endeavor. And therefore, it's time that we have a body which seriously sets about considering as to what are our perspectives on development, on finance, on the currency, on war, as a kind of a manifesto for humanity, to draw up a manifesto, a broad manifesto for humanity. Because with the capitulation of the alternative political system, broadly headed by the USSR and other countries, politically we are facing a vacuum. Humanity is facing a vacuum. We cannot allow this vacuum to continue because this vacuum is being actually occupied by anti-humanity forces. Therefore, this is also a priority. The third is an issue also which we discussed and we left incomplete, is this strange phenomena of the Al-Qaeda and similar such organizations which have been floated with the collaboration of countries and governments which call themselves Islamic, and which are committing some of the most criminal and horrendous acts, jeopardizing the lives and future of whole societies. And presently we are seeing what has happened in Syria, what has happened in Libya, and what has happened in Afghanistan, what has happened in so many countries. And of course, the ambassador who was chairing our session, he said that as far as the OIC is concerned, it is only OIC. And that we cannot expect any kind of assistance from them because some of these governments have been a part of this. But these kind of forces which have been unleashed and just left to attack, prey on countries, which are a mercenary force, it has to be investigated as much as 9/11 needs to be investigated. 9/11 is priority. But at some stage, if some governments can apply their mind to an investigative commission on this issue, it would help humanity. Thank you.
This is Canadian Professor Graham McQueen, who has done extensive research on 9/11 and was one of the organizers of the Toronto hearings.
Well, I came here to hear ideas, and I'm still listening. I don't have a simple solution to what we should do next. I'm going to simply suggest one or two little ideas, throw them into the pot, so to speak. I like the idea that we came up with last evening about a new commission of inquiry. In terms of getting real experts to be part of that, I don't see a problem. The world is full of experts, physicists, engineers, social scientists, no problem. We already know lots of good people. The tricky part comes when you say, yes, but this has to be a credible commission. We all understand that it has to be credible, but the concept of credibility is actually quite complex. Someone who is credible to you may be lacking in credibility to me. There's no such thing as a person who is credible to everyone. So, although I would love to have a commission of inquiry which is credible for the Canadian Parliament, for example, given that I'm from Canada, I wonder if that's not a waste of time right now. I wonder if there's no possibility of that. Is it possible for us to have a commission that is credible with the New York Times? I rather doubt it. This has to do with the nature of hegemony and so on. Perhaps we should be clear about who it is we want to be credible to, and then go from there. If, for example, we said, how about a commission of inquiry which is credible to the non-aligned movement, or again, to the global south, or to Asia, whatever, we could still end up with a group of people that we're trying to talk to who represent billions of people. Billions of people who matter. And if we decide, this is a brainstorm kind of idea I'm giving here, if we decided that was going to be our target group, the first thing we would have to do is include them in the planning. We don't pick our experts and then just try to persuade them. We say, tell us who your experts are, people who you trust, and we will include them in this commission. And that's all I'm going to suggest for now. Thank you.
This is Dr. Chandra Musafar, professor at the University of Malaysia.
Thank you very much. I'm also inclined towards this idea of a commission of inquiry. An international commission of inquiry may be difficult to get people who would be acceptable to all shades of opinion within this very broad spectrum that we are looking at, but if we can get people who have some standing and credibility with perhaps a certain range of groups and individuals within that spectrum, it would be sufficient for a start. If we can get a commission of about 6 or 7 persons and define their terms of reference very clearly, because I think what is really critical would be the terms of reference. What would the commission look at? I would suggest off the cuff that the commission should look at the official report first, produced by the US government. And then we could look at this huge volume of literature that has been generated by the 9/11 truth movement, or movements, since there are different movements that are involved. You can look at that literature and juxtapose the literature with the official version. And if one has a good secretariat, one should be able to analyze the major findings from both these sources in a very short while, actually, since all the material is there. And then I suppose the commission, like all commissions, would come out with their findings, and those findings could be the basis for legal action. In other words, commission first, findings emanating from the commission, and legal action, which would again depend upon the findings. Yesterday we talked about the length of time and so on. If we looked at it as a process that builds upon previous efforts, I do not think we need to work within the range of 2 years or 3 years. I see no reason why, if we can set up a commission very quickly, meaning by which the panel, if that can be done, this sort of work within 6 months, I think one should be able to come up with the findings, since all the material is already there. It's not as if one is going on a fact-finding mission, which is different. And some commissions of inquiry do that, but here we are thinking of a different sort of commission of inquiry, which would build upon work that has already been done. So one can announce one's findings, and then those findings could be the basis for action within domestic law as far as the United States is concerned. And that would be a different exercise from, say, the sort of findings which one would want to use as a basis for action at other levels in the international arena. It's a little limited, but nonetheless, I think things can be done at the international arena. Thank you very much.
This is Giulietta Chiesa, former member of the European Parliament and producer of the 9/11 documentary Zero.
Well, I share very much the consideration of Graham McQueen about the question of the commission. Certainly, I agree on the idea of a commission of experts and personalities, but with some of detail of description. The first, I should say, that we need experts and personalities because we need names able to give a mainstream credibility. The question, how we can be credible for the New York Times? You will not resolve the problem because never the New York Times will accept this work, even the work, independently by the content. And this will be the same thing for all the mainstream media dominating the West. They are not able and not in condition to be objective because they are owned by the organizers of 9/11. This is my idea. And that means, well, not in Italy, neither in Italy nor in Germany nor in the United States, you will not find newspaper or TV channel independent to a level to give credibility to our work. No, this is impossible. You can gain some credibility if you gather a certain number of very important, influential, wise people in all the sector of culture who join this company. I propose that preliminarily we should decide which kind of people will create this commission. I am working on 9/11 already from the beginning. Today I heard, this morning especially, very important conclusion. I consider the things you have heard this morning a conclusion. The work which has been done is a huge work. We cannot begin from the very beginning. I agree with you that we have to take into account the 9/11 Commission report. But after the 9/11 Commission report, the movement in the world has made a huge amount of researches, data, which has been accumulated. We have not to come back to the beginning. This work is very precious. That means we need, from the very beginning, a group of people able to collect people, groups who already worked and decide, because we have no other matter, decide who they are, our first point of reference. We are beginning from there. The method is wonderful. I mean, architect and engineer for truth this morning showed a very high level of scientific procedure. There is the 9/11 consensus panel, there is Pilot for Truth, and other existing groups. We should begin gather this first. Second, I believe that we need a permanent structure because the movement is very large. We don't need a commission of authorities who will gather once in a year. It's not good. It will not work. We need a permanent structure, organizational structure capable to receive information because the movement is very large all over the world and to give back the best information which is existing. That means we need a very powerful database controlled by a group of professionals able to diffuse and receive. And this is the beginning of the working. After that, certainly we will have to produce legal expertise and to find a place where we can go straight to the point to indicate to this moment we have some ideas about who are the culprits, but we have to define the procedure, the way to go straight to the result, to find those who are responsible or to find the documents we will have the possibility to find those who are responsible. I believe we need a group of people who gather the most important expert together and in the same time to create a database of name of very important international personalities in all fields of culture and labor and so on. Third, create a database of documented researches already available and a permanent structure capable to organize practically the continuity of this work. Thank you.
This is Dr. Hans Kochler from the University of Innsbruck, Austria.
I also think that the best way to proceed under the circumstances may be to set up what I would call an independent international commission of inquiry. And independent is very important because that commission, which has made a report in the United States, was not really independent. What is important is that such a commission of inquiry will include the experts from all the various technical fields, and they must be people with impeccable academic credentials. Otherwise, it should not be so that the conclusions will be dismissed as political. What is, in my view, also important is that one is trying to make a synthesis of all the different efforts and investigations that have been undertaken so far at the local level, because there are groups that have investigated this in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, in Japan, in several European countries, but the problem is that there is no coordination and no synthesis. And one more aspect I want to mention, in light of my experience now, it is more than 10 years with this so-called Lockerbie affair, namely that terrorist incident in the United Kingdom, the bombing of the Pan American jetliner in 1988. There was a trial and there was a big public debate in the United Kingdom and in the United States. And I was one of the observers. And I was the only one, by the way, who made a report for the United Nations. My four colleagues thought it was not wise, it was not prudent to go public with their opinion. So I did. And that's why I learned my lessons. And the interesting thing was, there was a total difference in terms of media coverage and asking of critical questions between the United Kingdom and the United States. In the United States, you just had more or less uniform coverage according to the views of the government and the American intelligence establishment. In the United Kingdom, there was more critical coverage in the media, including the establishment media, and I think that somehow is the reason why in the UK, and particularly in Scotland, where it happened, a substantial majority of the population does not believe in the official explanation, and people are speaking out. So it's a totally different climate, and that's why I think it is so important that one is also focusing on working with the media. It's not sufficient to come up with a lucid and concise and convincing argument. One has always to do also this other part of work. So that's my observation.
This is Michelle Chusadovsky, director of the Center for Research and Globalization and founder of the website globalresearch.ca.
We have been discussing the avenues which we wish to adopt both in this session but also prior to this session. I think we have to understand that war propaganda and media propaganda, mainstream media propaganda, are complicit in the crimes of 9/11. And that means that if we want to disarm this inquisitorial system, which is far worse than the Spanish Inquisition or even the French Inquisition for that matter, we have to address the fabrications precisely of the mainstream media. We're not seeking their support. We are confronting the mainstream media. Without the media, the global war on terrorism would fall flat. It would fall flat. It wouldn't have a leg to stand on. And consequently, the commission of inquiry must confront not only the politicians and the financiers behind this project, because it, as Mr. Chiesa has pointed out, this is a project of the financial elites, but their legitimacy is based on the propaganda apparatus, which is extremely sophisticated and extensive. in networking all over the world. And consequently, we have to break that. And it's something which can be broken because it's very fragile. It's extremely, a lie is fragile, okay? Like the Spanish Inquisition is fragile. So what I'm suggesting is the following. Let us proceed with, as I think that's the consensus here, with a commission of inquiry. Very selective, very focused. But let us build upon, or let us use this commission of inquiry to interface with other initiatives, to establish an extremely broad network of counter-propaganda. Of counter-propaganda. That is absolutely essential. Because, and it is easier, as we have seen, to break the BBC than it is to break the Pentagon, okay? The BBC is lying. They can be taken to court because war propaganda is a crime. And when the BBC shows Indian flags in Tripoli celebrating the victory of the rebellion with fake images, they are, in fact, committing a war crime. They are complicit in war crimes. So that, essentially, I would suggest commission of inquiry. We have to think very carefully how we want to formulate the legal actions. Scientists who lie are also complicit in war crimes. I think that's clear in Richard Gage's presentation. People who lie in their professional fields, they are complicit in war crimes. Scientists who say that nuclear weapons are harmless to the surrounding civilian population are liars, and they are complicit in war crimes. So consequently, I say, let us proceed and think very carefully the commission of inquiry, but let us also see who we want to target as part of a legal mechanism. And I suggest, let's start by going after the media. I'm not seeking the friendliness with the media or their support. Precisely, we are confronting the media. The media is not covering, won't cover objectively what is happening in this venue. But we have a very powerful networking, also with the internet, where we can go after the media and confront them, politely confront them on the lies which are tantamount to war crimes because they are denying and covering up crimes against humanity as well as conspiracies such as those of 9/11. Thank you.
And again, that was the first part of the panel discussion at the conference called 9/11 Revisited, Seeking the Truth, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in November of 2012. Part two of this panel discussion will be aired in 2 weeks. On January 24, 2013, NPR radio show host Colin McEnroe did a show on conspiracies called Newtown Truthers, Why Conspiracies Won't Quit. The 9/11 truth movement came up frequently on the show, and never in a positive light, so I decided to do a show in response to Colin's. I invited him to be on it, and he's accepted. So tune in next week to hear what I'm sure will be a really lively discussion. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.